Yep.
Okay, we call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? Ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
The pledge.
With allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Everyone had a chance to read their minutes from the April and May meeting. If there's any additions or deletions as written, I'll entertain a motion to accept.
Make a motion.
Chris made a motion. Don second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carrie, thank you. Highway Department.
Not a whole lot. Process on anything's a little slow. Everybody's taking days off. Can't seem to get a whole lot accomplished, but we are working.
Okay. Anything on the truck, the new truck, or they still have that one down here?
No. There is the Sourcewell government, all kinds of, you can buy anything on here. Another guy pointed me through that direction. Riley's, Parker's, and Drosher are on that. No bidding, no nothing. Call the Sourcewell, they put you through. Everything's pre-done and kind of like what he suggested with marketplace thing.
Is it any savings though?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the same.
Whole thing?
Like, the same as.
Right. Okay. I think we still should put it out to bid, I guess, and give the locals a chance.
But if they don't have nothing, how do we, wait till they have something to put it out to bid, or 90% of them that are coming in are spoken for?
Yeah, I know.
Anybody I've talked to. Drosher does have a few.
Right. I don't know. What does the board think?
Put it out to bid and.
Do we wait it out?
I thought we were going to do that last month.
Huh?
I thought we were supposed to do that last month.
Well, like he said, it's kind of foolish to bid it out if nobody's going to need vehicles to bid. That's what he's saying. Do we wait a couple months on the road until they get some?
It's a bad time to buy a truck.
I don't know.
Just wait till fall or something.
The Drosher's got 3-4 one tons, but I just found out about that last week. I know there was equipment and stuff on there, but I didn't realize it was vehicles. I'll see what happens when she gets back to me and I'll let somebody know and go from there.
Yeah, see what that program offers, I guess.
Well, if you put it out to bid,
right?
And you find the one that gives the best bid based on.
But how are they going to bid if they don't have a vehicle to bid?
That's what
you've got to order them. Even if we want them, you've got to order them.
Right, but how long is it going to take to get it?
That's the big question.
And the price is going to go up then?
Well, not. I mean, if we bid it and they give us a bid.
Right, they're going to be locked into the bid.
Right.
Doesn't matter, whatever, we can give it a try. I mean, you got nothing to lose. Get it out there, see what comes.
I wonder if Riley's and talk to them when you can see what they think. We put it out to bid before.
Okay. All right.
Want a motion to put it out to bid?
I'll make a motion to put it out to bid.
Put it out to bid?
I'll second.
In the paper.
Okay.
Yeah, let's put it down.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Okay. So get her the specs. Get the specs to Kelly and we'll get it out there.
I got an email from the auction outfit. I should have checked this week. Once. I don't remember the address, but it's been mailed.
Okay. Good. Good deal. Okay. I got another call from down on Park Lane, on that ditch. You know, some guy from Plattsburgh, somebody that helps the aging, and just wondering what's going on with it. I don't know, I still think we need to get the state to clean their, in order that, for that to drain properly. What did Peter think? I mean, he's more into that.
He didn't say a whole lot.
I mean, all you're doing is putting the culvert, all you're gonna do is put it undercover.
Basically, he said that's all you're doing is fixing our lawn, there's gonna be water issues. But he said if it solves this problem, I've been with Parker on the state, just the way they...
Yeah, I know.
Their projects.
It's like getting,
I didn't know if we had, we don't have a dump trailer, but I guess we could hook to, rig it up to put our bumper hitch one on back of the tractor and go in from the Darts Fields. Get permission to...
To what, dig it, mean?
Basically, right at the end of the ballpark property in Bedard is where there's four wheelers have been through, and I think that's backing some of it up. But
I don't know, that's why I would like to have the state come and take a look at it.
You can't get that to know.
Let me get after Billy Jones and...
Is there, Jeff Parker says, top three, four around here are doing work with two guys. They're all doubled up because they're not replacing help.
Okay.
It's on the list, but when, it's like our storm drains.
Right.
When are they gonna?
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think you're gonna see any of them for a couple of years until they get back on their feet.
Can we just go ahead and fix the sidewalks and they're gonna replace them later, so I guess.
Right. Well, we can go in and fix the bad parts of them anyway, the ones that are real bad. I don't want to say I do them all, but, you know.
So me and Randy are gonna go around Saturday.
Okay.
Measure and see what we need to, the bad spots.
Mark what needs the most. Okay. All right, what else, Chris?
Not a whole lot that I can think of. And bring my book.
Okay. All righty, thank you. Stacy, dog patrol?
Been pretty quiet.
I see that.
Nothing
wrong with that.
I mean, other than people calling from other towns, you know, we can't get a hold of certain other individuals, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, really following up, making phone calls, even messages on the ones that Kelly had sent me, the link with licenses and...
Right, okay. All right.
And
yeah.
A couple of them had, but I haven't seen them come into their license and stuff, so.
Okay. Yeah, because that's revenue for the town, so. Yeah. So yeah, that's revenue for the town that we're missing, so yeah, we can get that collected and.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
Yep.
Beautification?
Nothing new.
Nothing.
And there probably won't be anything for the rest of the summer. We opted not to do the flowers because they mostly died last year. The only thing we did is really concentrated on the main road, Main Street, for all the flags. And we did purchase a lot more flags. Thanks, Chris, for whoever put those up for us. Thank you. It does make a nice statement, and we didn't have to spend a fortune, which we all have. About it.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of flags, too, I want to thank Mike Menard, who every year does the flags for Memorial Day. He does a heck of a job. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. I want to thank him for doing that. He takes it upon himself to go ahead and get them ordered and get him out there, so.
I think his wife helps him, too.
You think his wife helps? I'll bet she does. All right. Thank you. Anybody from the youth program? Nope. Town historian? Nope. Oh, I forgot Art. Sorry, Art. I jumped right over you. Go ahead, Art. The library.
Okay, as of June 1st, the state has mandated that all libraries have to be open full time. And quite a few libraries, I guess, were caught by surprise or whatever. For us, it was no problem. We've been open since September. So that part of the community for us. We're now allowing a one-hour time limit, and that may be extended depending on informational limits to us. And we're also allowing access to computers. But we are requiring that people wear a mask when they enter the library because we have a lot of kids, and kids can't get vaccinated yet. So just, I think, to protect that, we're just asking people that enter the library wear a mask. But other than that, things are getting pretty close to normal as far as, you know, access to the library. We are doing a summer reading program for kids this year. And Jenny is still working on the programming. It looks like she's planning to do a good number of outside things with the kids, part of it because of the pandemic, etc. But it's not finalized, but it'll be on Facebook and on the website. We are having a program for kids this summer. And we were approached, but I'll just read it because I'm not too familiar with this, but the last day of June, Wednesday, June 30th, at 3:30 here at the library, we are hosting Making Music with River Jam Z. And so during this event, children and their families will compose a unique song and the library will receive a high quality sound recording of it to share with patrons. So each child will also receive a craft kit to take home. This project is made possible with funds from the Decentralization Program, a re-grant program of the New York State Council on the Arts, and it's administered by the Adirondack Lakes Center for the Arts. But like I said, we did it really well, and then they came and asked us if we host it, but it looks like something good for the community, and no cost to us. So we are going to host that on June 30th. And early May, we found out that the state is having construction grants this year. And to them, we just had no idea that we were. So we had until last Friday to get an intent in. And we were able, over the last part of May, we definitely need an outdoor storage shed. And at the same time, a gazebo would beautify the property, but it also is practical. People who want to go in and use Wi-Fi, you can sit in the gazebo in the summer. Also bring kids there and bring, you know, the gazebo in the summer, that sort of thing. So we put in a tent last Friday. We are applying for the state grant. It would be about $21,000. That includes sidewalks extending to the new storage shed, et cetera. And we have to put in, that's with the intent, we have to put in the final application by August. And we hope that, we've heard that Plattsburgh Library is getting up to 90% state funding. So if we could qualify for that, that would be great. Our goal is to keep seed money that we've raised over the last 4 or 5 years so that we don't get down to zero, because seed money, you can always use it to apply for the grant. For this particular grant, we have the seed money already. We don't have to go out to the community and ask for more money. We have the seed money, and we would like to apply that to this grant for the storage shed and San Diego. And lastly, Jeff just walked by and he told me that I hadn't been by the library in over a week. So I guess we started to work on that big tree that fell down. If you recall, Halloween 2 years ago, we had that big windstorm and it knocked this huge tree down on the library property. And we thought we had somebody that was going to do it last summer. He hurt his back, so that didn't happen. So I think it was Jeff and your nephew?
Yeah, my nephew Albert.
Yeah, they're working on it.
We cut it down off the rest of the tree and we piled it up, and he's going to go with his lift and put it in his trailer and haul it out of there. He says it's not much for firewood, it's a kind of a crap wood, so okay. He's just going to chop it up and give it to his brother's stuff for Camp Firewood. But he's going to get it out of there. No, yeah, it's huge. The stump, the bottom of the tree, I bet you three of us, we couldn't put our arms around it. That's how big it is. It's got to be one of the first trees in the village, because there's at least three of us with our arms around, we couldn't go around that tree.
Probably an old bombardier tree or something like that.
It's huge. There's another one sticking out toward the west. The neighbor, if that goes down, the garage is going to get it.
You never know for sure.
I don't think it's on the library property. I think it's on the other side of the ditch.
I think it's on that ditch. I know when the rubber brothers worked on it years, they didn't dare to touch that tree because you couldn't tell where the property line was exactly. That's everything.
Okay, thank you, Art. Fire department. Fire department had 13 calls in the month of May, had 9 in the town, 4 mutual aid. They have a total of 56 calls so far this year. They had 1 house fire, 3 motor vehicle accidents, 1 vehicle fire, 3 grass brush fires, 1 medical assist, and 1 fire alarm. They had 1 dumpster fire, 1 hazmat fire, and an unknown type of fire. It was submitted by Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief. He could not be here tonight, so I don't know if Chris got anything else to add or...
No, other than we did sell our rescue truck. It's gone. We're not sure what we're going to do around here.
Okay. All right. EMS calls for the month of May, 109 total. So far for, I guess, 47 in Champlain, 33 in Moores, 29 in Ross's Point, for a yearly total of 536 calls for the Champlain EMS. Okay. Court. Got a court report for the month of April, a total of 5,307. Of that, 3,821 went to the state, 342 to the county, and 1,144 went to the town of Moores. Okay. Mr. Assessor, anything to say?
So,
of course.
First, I want to thank 4 people that are here tonight: Mike, Steve, Gary, and Jerrica. Because I had a 5-man board of assessment review. I haven't had that since I had hair. So it really was something. We only had 5 people come in. I think we only did 2 that came into the court, and the rest all did stipulations. But the outgoing chief down in Plattsburgh says you'll probably need to reassess the whole town next year. So I got a 93%. Now, for the love of me, I don't know why she was worried about next year, because she's retired.
Yeah. Wow, I mean, you can only expect it with the price of lumber.
Yeah, well,
and just making the houses
like crazy. In one stretch on Woods Falls Road, within a mile, there were 3 brand new garages going. Yeah. But outside of that, nothing new. Same old, same old.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Whole business. Under old business, the only thing I got under old business is the fence finally came in for the rec park up in Moore Forks. I'm going to go tomorrow night after work and start putting it up. If anybody wants to stop by and give me a hand, I'll be there.
What kind of posts did you get?
They're metal posts.
Those like T-bar posts?
Yeah, some of them are metal with driving in the ground a little ways.
Is the fence metal fence?
Yeah, it's like chicken wire, the bigger square one.
So you need wires to tie it to that post?
Yeah, that, or I figured zip ties.
Zip ties think it'll last very good.
In the winter, when the wind blows, it'll split them.
Yeah, metal and then twist them.
No, I'll have to find something then.
Roll the wires.
Yeah, I'll see if the board's got some wire that we can twist around it. Okay.
You some kind of pounder to a pounded post it?
Sledgehammer.
Make the tubes there a lot easier.
I don't know if anybody's got one. I don't. You're a sledgehammer.
Did you end up getting it from Harold?
What's that?
The wire, did you get it from Harold?
No.
Yeah.
No, because we need a bill of sale and stuff in order to pay, so it just would have been way too complicated.
Yeah.
You know, so. I wanted to, but it's hard with the state. You gotta produce your bill of sale and stuff. Okay, anything else under old business? New business? Under new business? No? Jeez. No. Okay, public comment.
Hello, everybody. I'm Danielle Menard. This year, our family got together, and if you've noticed on the corner of Route 22 and 11, we bought a sign for my father-in-law, Leon Menard, which is part of the Hometown Heroes program that they do in a bunch of other towns. This town hasn't quite started it yet, but I do have paperwork and everything, so I know I've talked to my sister-in-law, Michelle, and we've talked to Kelly, and we wanted to see if it's okay to form a committee to actually start this program in the town of ours. It won't, of course, be for this year. It'll have to be for next year so we can get everything out by Memorial Day and get all the paperwork and everything started.
You explain how it works now. Does a family buy the...
Yep, so I've gotten most of the paperwork from the town of Altona. If you see Altona's website, they have their program. Everybody's paperwork that has gone through Lorman's pretty much looks the same. The Village of Champlain, the town of Altona, the town of Plattsburgh. There's just usually a letter that goes out. There's a form, an application, and a fee that is paid. So pretty much the family pays for the fee. What the town's going to do is essentially organize everything to come to the town. They will pay into a town fund for it. And then the town would then send that check off to Lorman. So then it's all kind of centralized and not purchased individually. Because I know 2 years ago, Gary Carden purchased himself one. So it's kind of a couple like individual ones, and we'd rather see if we can get it done as a community instead of individual people having to worry about it or getting it to the town and Chris, because we want to thank Chris because he was able to put that up for us this year on the corner there. So everybody would essentially send the check to the town to pay for their own, and we could look into seeing if we can look at different places besides Lorman's. I know I heard, I think the town of Chazy might have used Finney's. There's a few other places that I know that I've looked at just to see if we want to cost savings to the family to try somewhere different. I know just between pricing it out 2 years ago for Leon and this year, the cost of the steel bracket went up by $20. So I know that can be a difference if we can look at different places like that. But the cost is essentially from the family, but they do have to submit an application to the town and prove that they're either a current resident or a former resident, and that they have military, honors in order to have a sign in the town is usually what they want to be done for that program.
Danielle, the town of Plattsburgh charges $215.
Yeah.
For my grandfather this year.
Yeah, the town of Altona's was $225. I know for us to pay for Leon's with the cost of the bracket going up, it was $223 and change at Lorman's. And that was the sign didn't go up, it was just the bracket that went up this year.
In the town of Plattsburgh, the planning department does all that, buildings and grounds. So I don't know how we...
Well, I know that they put it up. I know just in general, we offered, like Michelle and I would offer to help be on a committee and everything and help organize. And I know she talked to Kelly about it because she's received some phone calls already this year. So we wanted to offer our help, and anything that we could do to help with that or help with the committee in that sense. Because I know Michelle still has some connections at the clerk's office with the military, the VA and stuff like that. So I know to get like DD-214s for people and things like that, she has some connections that we can still use. But she also offered to help me. I know Myrtle said she doesn't have much time going on, so she said she'd help too a little bit. But I know we're not on the board or part of a committee currently, but it's up to you guys how you want to run that too.
Well, that's going to be a few of the issues, because we won't be able to run the money through the town. It's got to stay separate. It can't go through the town. Because like the beautification committee, they have their own account with their own money, and it's got to be something set up like that.
Yeah, so that's how Altona does it. They have a separate, they have the check made payable to Town of Altona Heroes Fund, is what they must have set up an extra fund that it all goes through.
Yeah, I mean, if you, I mean, I'm, good with getting a committee set up? Do you need one of the board members to be on it, or?
I know in Altona, Mindy Guerin is the one that runs it, and she said, I believe it's one board member, it's a community member, and then I think it's the, it might be, I think it's her, she's the secretary up there, whoever that does all that. So I don't know if a board member has to be on it for sure. I think that's up to you guys on what you guys want to do. And because every town can be kind of run different, you know, this is just the basics of what they have up there. I would say at least someone, of course, that has the ability to use the town fund or have that type of, not the town's fund, but the fund that would be created by the town.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, if you want to, you know, get us a list and who you want on it and who's going to volunteer, and we'll set it up.
Being paramilitary, I'd like to put my name out there to be on, if you guys want somebody.
There you go. Nope, we're right ahead. You've got the experience.
Take the consensus.
Yeah.
We got the contacts with DD, with the veterans office too, so.
Yeah, yeah, if you want to be lazy on, that's fine.
It's up to you guys.
Yeah, just, no, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, so it's not counted and everything. You just have to be with.
All right.
Urban's got a question.
You have copies of the form from the town. Do you have a copy already?
I have it saved. There's a couple areas that didn't change. I did change most of it to save more. But there's a couple areas that I did have an issue with, but I'm going to change those. So I do have it saved on my computer.
I have the application too from Shazy that they use too.
So I think Shazy used Finney, so I don't know if their price was different. That's why I said if
they're $215.
If we form a committee, we can figure out who's cheaper. Because I know we like to use local, but there's a Hometown Heroes Banner program who's been running a lot of them out of Pennsylvania, who's actually even cheaper than Lorman's and Finney's. And I think they move a lot faster to get them off to you because they're so used to it.
Danielle, probably a bigger setup.
Yeah. Town of Plattsburgh uses Finney's also. Yep. Yeah, and I don't know if they had a blanket price from a previous year, or I know Michelle asked me if there's a discounted for multiples, but when I asked Lorman's about if they charge more for one than like a town, I said no, they charge the same flat price across. So I'm thinking maybe they were able to get there, maybe they got their steel, their post holders, the banner holders from somewhere else, and maybe cheaper. That's another thing we can look into also.
Those are the ones that go on the poles, like going to Hannaford, and that's right?
Yes, so if you see, like on 22 and 11, we put one up for Leanne this year.
Okay.
So there's one up there.
Thank you. And if you drive through Altona, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, there's one in Morris too.
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
So it's something I wanted to try in the last year, but there was a lot going on, especially with COVID. I didn't get a chance to make it to meeting.
Okay, no, I think it's a great program. It really, I know when last time I drove through Altona, it looked nice with all the pictures up there. So yeah, go ahead and get it set up and we'll be behind you.
Okay.
Okay, Randy's going to be from the board, one of the board members on there. But you know, I'm always around if you need something, so let me know.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to. Hi, Benny came in and moved here about a year and a half ago. I'm wondering how many people have complained about the trucks going down Route 11 with the noise.
Well, I'm sure they do make a lot of noise.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been talking with somebody from the state and they won't do anything about it. But I found a loophole in the law that lets you do something about it. So I'm wondering if you guys would let me talk with the state and see if we could work something out. So the thing is that they will not be tarred J brakes because of safety reasons. I live on Casey Drive.
Okay.
The truck's coming into Morris Forks. I hear them all the way over at Boas Road with their brakes, and they go all the way through town because of the speed limits. 55, 40, then 55, then 45, then 30, right? So they're trying to get through the 40 zone to get to the 55 zone faster. What the law says is that, you know, that drop from Pepper Hill Road down to Casey Drive is not that major of a drop. And I think the state, if they looked into it, would agree that there's really no use for J brakes. And I've seen trucks, heavy trucks not use J brakes, light trucks not use J brakes. I've seen light trucks use their J brakes and, you know, all around. The other thing is that the law specifically states that the J brakes cannot be more than 80 decibels from 50 feet. I measured it at 95 near my house, which is probably over 100 feet from the road. I know we can't do every single one, but I'd like to get the big guys who sit on their J brakes, who wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I mean, to me, it sounds more like a state police issue. Well, if the law is there, I mean,
yeah, but and when I spoke,
us as a board can't stop them.
No, I know that, but I didn't want to overstep my bounds because the person I spoke to Watertown basically said, "You go and talk to the state police and you deal with it." And my attitude is, I'm a citizen. If I call the state police, they're not going to do anything, and I want to get some interagency cooperation. Because, look, I moved here from New York City. I'm used to trains, I'm used to ambulances. You know, everything is nice here. One of the biggest problems is those J brakes and the trucks with all that noise coming through town at all hours of the morning. And right. Maybe if we could just, you know, get some of it done without us offenders, it might be a little bit easier place and, you know, nicer place to live.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand as a board what we're going to do. I mean, we can send a letter to the state police, but it's going to mean just about as much as yours is.
What I'm here, you know, so much for Jeff is I didn't want to step on your toes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was an issue, and I wanted to find out because I got no problem being on the phone now and, you know, dealing with this.
Right. I'm going into my eighth year here as a supervisor, and it's the first I've heard of it. I mean, I work across the road, and I see and hear the trucks go by every day, but that's the nature of the beast. It's a main thruway. You know, here to west, and you know, it's a main highway. There's a lot of traffic.
I'm not disagreeing with you with that. I'm totally not. You know, if it's road noise, if it's traffic noise, but these guys who sit on their J brakes at 4 o'clock in the morning, who, if I'm listening to headphones, I can hear it clearly through my headphones. Mm-hmm. You know, no offense, but that's ridiculous. And you know, the state won't do anything about it until, you know, somebody dies. But this is, you know, something has to happen because it's not, you know. Getting woken up at 4:30 in the morning from a quiet sleep and you wake up out of bed because these trucks are going by, that's not nice.
Yeah, no, it's not. I agree with you there. So, okay. I mean, I'll check into it and see, but I don't, as a board, I really don't know what we can do.
It would be just, you know, the police would have to enforce.
Right, right.
And that's the whole thing.
That's the bottom line.
Then the word would kind of have to get out.
I understand
and
that.
The only other thing I could think of is, you know, is there signage that you could put up saying,
the state won't allow you because of that reason. But again, like if I call, right, if I'm a citizen and I call the state police and I go, hey, I got these trucks going and all by the time, could you come over here with a decibel meter? You know what they're gonna say to me? We got better things to do with our time. Right. If the DOT from the state calls them up and says, we need you to sit here and catch a couple of these guys so we can know what they are, I bet you they'll do it at that point. Because it's a state agency that's asking for them. And that's all I'm asking. You know, I'm asking that the DOT basically push it back on me. I'm an ordinary citizen. I can't do anything. But I do have a big mouth. I do have, you know, and I'm going to go after these guys because this is, you know, I don't mind losing their voice against them just to make it a better community to live in.
Could we generate a letter showing our concern and the possibility of putting...
We can, yeah.
I mean,
it's not a...
You can send it to DOT?
The reason I... Hillside, New York, which is in Westchester County, tried doing that. And that's where I got this information. And the state won't do it because, like they said, they won't retard J brakes because it's a safety issue. It slows the trucks down.
Right.
But if it was a hill, I could understand. But it's not a hill. And coming out on Casey Drive, I'm more worried about a school bus coming in or going out. When the trucks are going 55, somebody's gonna get slammed at some point. And I already put in a Freedom of Information Act because I want to know from the state police how many accidents there were for the last 10 years because DOT only tells me that there's 3. So I'm just trying to keep up on it. You know, right. I'll let you guys know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll send off a letter and see what happens.
Okay. And I'm gonna try to
do
tomorrow too.
So, okay.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Anyone else?
I do. It's not new, but I was just wondering about the Commerce. Did we ever send out that letter to Commerce?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're
a couple
still
months,
okay.
A couple months, but I haven't heard anything out that they weren't going to do it. So.
Because of everything that happened with the other incident. Mm-hmm. We had to get kickback feedback on that. He's
right.
Still
yep.
Okay.
They didn't send back and say they weren't going to do it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, no one definitely went out.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything on the kennel license?
No, we just met with what's her name?
Oh,
Janet called earlier for the last 45 minutes. That's why we were coming out late. And we're meeting with her on all the things we need to do.
Okay.
So, but we're working on it and trying to get it squared away. There's a lot of, not an easy thing from what I'm finding.
No, so. I know everybody keeps asking me if I've heard
right.
anything.
And right. So, but yeah, no, we're working on it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Calvin?
Yep. I thought I'd show up so people would know who I am.
Great. So you are Calvin.
With the COVID, I haven't been able to get too many meetings in too many places, so I apologize. Maybe this is my first time. I just left the town of Champlain. Just wanted to mention, I think the sales tax revenue is surprisingly
decent.
Doing very well. The town and villages portion, the projection was 3.9 million, I think, through the end of May. It's actual 5.2. So that's about 1.2 million more than what we projected. Of course, Mike Zerloff is, on the side of caution.
Right.
And the cumulative is up about 450,000 over last year's through the end of May. And last year started off good and then, of course, dwindled after that. So
right now,
it seems to be going in the right direction.
Good.
I do want to warn you that I showed the figures last night that your assessment is at 93% here.
Yeah, but our assessor just told us. I mean, we were 88. 2 months ago, we were 88, so we're coming.
Calvin, I raised the assessment it was 5,400,000. It still didn't come up to 95. How much more can I raise?
That's it. You're going to drive some of these people out of their house.
I mean, I know.
It's just crazy.
Go run Larry out of town.
Yeah, and more too.
Before this.
But yeah, it's I don't know. I don't know what can be done. I think this lumber thing is probably part of it. I mean, it's costing more for houses to be built, so all the houses are selling for more. So I don't know. I just hope it goes down pretty soon because it's crazy. You know.
I don't know if anybody had any questions for me.
Or anything for Calvin? I guess not. Thank you, Calvin.
Yes. Yes.
Jericho, you got a question?
Just wondering if the slide was ordered for the rec park in Morrison.
Nope, it hasn't.
We're going
to
order
one? No, I am going to order one. Kelly was on vacation, then I went on vacation, and I'm going to get it done this week and get it on order. But nope, it hasn't been ordered yet.
Sorry. Is there anybody with old playground equipment that maybe I know the school did something a while back, and they're going to give this budget temporary. That old stuff's always backward right now, COVID and stuff.
That stuff we got from Russell's Point, is there a slide of that?
I don't know.
Is there a slide of that stuff from Russell's Point? There's
a slide up there. Chris, you went and picked it up. Remember?
It's all right. It's all a program to put together in one piece. They all attach to.
I almost think instead of replacing the slide, because pieces are pretty expensive, we should look at replacing the whole structure with a new playground.
Do some from Russell's Point available?
Yeah, we've got it. It's going up in Morris Forks.
I think that's almost even smaller than what's at the rec park, so I don't know.
Yeah, we can price it out.
Or even look, check with the health department to see if they're doing some grants.
Another grant, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Can we get a price to replace it or no?
Not yet.
No, we haven't.
Can we get a price to replace it?
No, not yet.
So we're going to vote on it?
Huh?
We're going
to vote on it? No, not yet.
No.
We didn't get a price yet.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
$750 and
$1,500,
depending on
for the slide.
I didn't measure it.
Right.
But for about that.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for a slide.
Yeah, the whole thing should be upgraded to begin with.
Yeah, it's been there a long time. No doubt, it's been there a long time. So, but yeah, we'll look at some of the. We got a book in. I was booking my office on all the great playground stuff. So, okay.
Can you get a cost to replace the whole thing, Jeff?
That's what we're going to get,
for safety reasons?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to check with the health department. We got some grants in the last couple of years, see if they've got any more coming out. I think it was $5,000 we got in the last couple of years, wasn't it?
Oh,
I want to say that last one was 8,000.
Was it 8? Okay. So, okay. Yeah, we'll check it out. Okay, anything else? Crystal?
Myrtle and I just want to thank anybody who came to our drive-through spaghetti dinner. It worked out really well. Thank you everybody in town that supported us. Yeah. Next time we'll have a lot more food.
I heard it went well. That's good. Good deal. Good job. Okay.
Yeah, you also got there too late too. I saw Myrtle leaving though.
Okay. We stopped so we can feed our workers. I am telling you, they are not nasty. They are very nasty when they're hungry. Push all of that through in it, and you don't have dessert is at the end. Come on.
Okay, anything else? Okay, we need to go into an executive session to talk on one of the employees, so guys are willing to stay around if you want. We can head, but we're going into executive session. I got a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go in.
Don?
Second.
Chris, second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carrie?
Aye.